This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. Development in the Florida Keys has been limited for decades. The state requires that everyone who lives there be able to get out within 24 hours when a hurricane is approaching. Adding more people makes evacuations more difficult. Now the state has come up with a way to get around that problem. The Keys have had a problem with affordable housing for a long time, and it got a lot worse after Hurricane Irma. But building new units in the expensive islands with limited land has always been a challenge. Now, the state has a new offer. Governor Rick Scott and the cabinet have approved up to 1,300 new units to be deed restricted for affordable housing.
The Keys have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to help resolve the issue of workforce housing that has challenged their island communities for decades.
Julie Dennis is with the State Department of Economic Opportunity. The new units won't count under the strict growth limits because people who live there will be required to evacuate 48 hours before a storm makes landfall. Key West City Manager Jim Scholl said the biggest city in the Keys is happy to get up to 300 of the new units.
We're not adding bodies. We need places for the existing workforce to live and to live in safe homes.
Local and statewide environmental groups oppose the move. They say it's unrealistic to expect that residents of the new units will evacuate early, and that you don't always get 48 hours notice before a hurricane makes landfall. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.